Welcome to Heartbeat. I'm Rosemary Downs, and it's a time where I'm just going to share some of my thoughts with you, some things that I've read, some conversations I've had, just that it might just help you in your life where you are right now. Many years ago, Bruce and I went to Lourdes, a town in France where Bernadette had an apparition of Mary. She was a poor girl who was uneducated, and Mary graced her with her presence. But not just that, left behind miraculously this water that, when poured upon people, when people touched it, for some, miracles occurred. And at this time in our life, Bruce and I were praying very much for a grandchild that had many difficulties in life. They had open heart surgery in the first week of their life. They've had many surgeries since. And we were on holidays, but we had also planned to go to Lourdes. And we go there, and we were particularly there at dusk. The night is about to start, the sun is setting, and they have this section where you can light candles. I've never fully understood it, but it was so special. What, in lighting a votive candle, what does it all mean? You know, it started as a Catholic custom many centuries ago in early Christian times, and it was rooted in the church's teaching, where in John 8:12 it says, Christ is the light of the world. Christ is the light of the world. And you light this votive candle because it visually recalls the flame of faith in a person's heart. Sometimes you don't have the words to speak, the words to share with God, but you could light a candle like this candle. You could light a candle. A little votive candle, and you put it down, and your prayers go towards God. These votive candles came from the Latin word votum, meaning vow, promise, dedication, put simply, a prayer. So it reinforces a visual representation of your prayers to God, your thoughts to God. It's so special when you recognize what it means. And so if you don't have words, you don't truly know what to say, you've got stuff in your heart but you don't know how to get it out there, why don't you just light a candle? Say, Lord, you know what's in my heart. Your spirit can read my spirit. You understand. Come to me right now. We get many, many, many prayer requests, and I read them. And I pray for them every day. And my heart goes out to some. I have tears in my eyes because some people's life situations are terrible right now. And some of them isn't just right now, they've had it for years. If you don't know what to say to God, light a candle. He hears, he listens. He knows, he understands, and he will come to you. He will comfort you. He will walk with you. He will walk through you in these areas. And if it is that it doesn't seem to go away, know that God is holding your hand and loving you and is answering your prayer in the way he needs to answer it. So if you don't know what to do in any prayer time, light a candle, sit before God and say, this is my prayer. Thank you for listening.